All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and welcome to the American Dream. We are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. Almost forgot what time we were here on. But every Tuesday from 10 to 11 on WTBQ, you can find us here, and you can give us a call, too, by the way. I always mess this up. So give us a call at 651-1110. My guest today is Kevin Brand, and he's this is a really special guest, especially for this station. So if anything goes wrong today, we know who to blame. Remember, folks, we are here every Tuesday. This show is hosted or actually sponsored by Miles Wealth Management, located at 59 North Main Street in Florida, New York, sunny Florida, New York. And you can reach us there at 845-651-3070. You can find us on the web, Twitter, all those fun things that my marketing director makes us do each and every week, and I never follow. But that's what he's there for. Today, remember, we're here, and the opinions of myself and my guests are our opinions, not the opinions of WTBQ and or Miles Wealth Management. That's our legal disclosure today. So you and I, Kevin, can say whatever we want from here on out.
Cool.
And I think we're protected.
Awesome.
But remember, folks, this show here is about entrepreneurs thinking about getting into the role of being their own business. So the objective here is kind of to inspire, encourage, but not sugarcoat the world of being a business for yourself. So each and every week we have guests on that have taken a leap of faith, decided to jump in with both feet, and we get to hear from them all the things they've gone through, the trials and tribulations, the lessons they've learned, and hopefully we can all take something away from that can help you make a decision on even to get into business or the business you're in, and maybe change little things that help you grow your business. So with no further ado, let me give you just a tee up here. Kevin didn't all of a sudden become a computer guy, as we all know him in Warwick. He started out just like all of us, and it started out a little ways back there. Kevin, if you want, give me what you – I tell you what, nobody does it better than the person who actually lived it.
Thanks. Morning, Jim. How you doing today? So I started out years ago. I came out of a technical trade school for electronics. I got into doing electronic repair for a company, traveling the nation. They did cutbacks, and I found myself starting back at 01 back in my late 20s. Went to school, got a degree with an old company, old operating system called Novell. It's really not around that much anymore. It is out there, but not like it used to be.
Right.
So I got an education in Novell, and I started with Hewlett-Packard back in my, like I said, in my late 20s, doing just basic printer repair, working my way up. Got a job with Ciba Geigy back when it was before Novartis over in Rockland County, doing desktop support, remote support for the users there. From that, I got into a law firm down in Newark, New Jersey, called Sales Commerce, Zuckerman, Tishman, Epstein & Gross. Nice and short name.
Yeah, no, sure.
Back then, it was Windows 95 and Windows for work groups, working, doing desktop support for them. And they got some good stories from when I used to work there.
Should get into a couple of those.
Yeah, maybe later.
Yeah.
From that, I went to a company called Best Foods in Englewood Cliffs. Best Foods was an international food company, Mazzola, Skippy's. They owned Entenmann's at the time. A lot of different brands. I was doing server installation support. Did that for 5 years, started getting into project management, large corporations. I think everybody knows they have budgets. So I was doing training classes from them, which was fantastic. They were a great company to work for, pension, 401k, the whole nine yards.
The good life, right?
It was. It was really good. When I moved up into Warwick in my early 30s, and we bought a house up here, and it was fantastic. It wasn't that far a commute. Could run over the mountain or down to the Palisades, and it was right off of exit 2, I believe it was at the time. And it was just fantastic. And unfortunately, like everything else, they were purchased by a larger company called Unilever. They were based out of Trumbull, Connecticut, and they were like, well, we're going to consolidate everybody into one location. So I started commuting up to Trumbull for 9 months, and it was just a horrible two-hour commute one way. So,
which I'll tell you, but how many people do that?
Yeah, they do it. They know they do it, but I just couldn't. So my last day leaving, I was saying goodbyes to old friends in the Englewood Cliffs office, and one of the secretaries said to me, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. I've been looking for a job. I just can't find anything. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And she said, my husband's a doctor. He hates his IT. Why don't you give him a call? See what you can do. Friday night, I called him up. Monday morning, I was at his office, and that was my first client. And that was back in 2001.
And that's how it happens. Back.
And that's how it happens. Got one client. He was the most generous person in the world. He gave me advice, told me what doctors liked, what they don't like, how to get around a doctor, how to approach doctors for their IT needs, for their computer needs. And he was just a fantastic guy to help me out. And from there, I hired two more people to work with me, and it just kept on running. I've been in business since 2001 and never looked back.
That's saying something, let me tell you.
Along the way, things change. You know, you have a business partner, you don't have partners, you're on your own, you don't have a store, you have an office, and things evolve. You have to, you know, morphosis as time goes by, and you bend and you twist and you just make the best of things. Back in the late 2009, 2010, people might remember there was a store called CompUSA, and they used to have a lot of them, and they went out of business. And a lot of the computer stores were closing up, and I thought to myself, well, what are people going to do for home computers? They got to go someplace. Everybody, as time goes by, gets more and more computers. So I think it was back at 2010, I think it was, maybe. I opened up my first store here in Warwick, right on West Street.
That's an interesting thought because, you know, at some point, because of technology coming in and going so quickly.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was watching those CompUSA stores going out of business.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, somebody like you is out of business.
It could have been. Absolutely.
But you had to look at it just completely different way. Like, how do I adopt and
yeah, I mean, there was going to be a need. Those stores are going out. They're a big box store. Just like, you know, now Staples is reducing their footprint size. They've closed a lot of their stores.
Right.
They're becoming more web-based. And that's what CompUSA did. But they're still going to – that's going to leave a hole. It's going to leave a need for the for people.
Correct. There's still a big void going to be there. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
So I took the leap, and I got a good place to rent. And within, I don't know, 4 months, I was outgrowing it. I needed to hire people. I was in a really small place. A gentleman by – a lawyer here in the village, Luke Chard at the time, he had an extra room.
Good
and
move.
I rented one room from Luke Chard for 6 months, and then I moved across the street to where I am right now.
Okay.
And I went from a 10 by 14 room to, I don't know, I think it's 1,700 square feet. And I just never looked back. It's been great, and the people here are fantastic. You know, doing local business is a fantastic way of life. It is.
Yeah.
It's great. And, you know, right now I have 11 people that work for me. And now we're expanding, and we just opened up another store over in Florida. So,
yeah, right down the street from us,
right down the street from you guys.
Yeah.
And it's just the need is there. You know, not everybody can just go and the moment something breaks, just drop it and go buy new.
No,
some things are getting that way. You know, things like printers,
they're
don't
disposable.
Fix printers. They're considered disposable.
Right, right.
If you buy a printer for $110 and you use it for a year. Look at it as how much did it cost you on a per day basis?
What was the total cost of ownership? I hate to say it, almost you're ahead of the game if last
right. And right the same thing with the little netbooks. Those netbooks cost like $300. You use it for a year, that's a dollar a day that you had it owned for. If you
right.
use it for 2 years, that's 50 cents a day. You got your money's worth out of it. Go with it. Just put it away. I can't tell you how many people come with those little netbooks. They're worth $200, $300, and they want me to fix it. I'm like, you want me to put $100 into a $200 device that's 3 years old?
Right. But here's the thing, though, Kevin, and we'll get into this, is yes, the machinery, the hardware, that is becoming more and more disposable.
Right.
What's not as disposable is, and what you, I think, have really latched onto, and I think you're dead on, is the information and the time put into the machines.
Right.
And that is not disposable.
Right, it's not.
And at your life, I mean, we live and die on these machines. I mean, I can tell you this Apple that I'm looking in front of you, it better last 10 years because it might – definitely won't be. Maybe it'll be 50 cents an hour
right.
a day then, but not now. But, you know, we live and die on these machines, and with I think the onset and the growth of home businesses today.
Yep.
I mean, there's a huge – you fill the void that – and I think you're going to have to get bigger. I mean, the amount of people we deal with on a regular basis at our financial services firm that are home-based businesses is just growing by leaps and bounds.
And the fact is the technology just grows faster than people want to keep up with it.
Yep.
So when a new technology –
Agreed. Absolutely. I'm with you. I was the IT guy, by the way, for a little while. You see how my hair has gotten here? That's what happens. See, looking good to you.
Yeah. You know, and technology just grows faster than people want to adapt with it, and they want to keep up with it. I mean, look at Windows 10, right? They had to leave Windows 7. They had to change the way it looked. They went to Windows 8. They made a change. Now 10 is different than 8. Technology just changes faster than people want to put. And they don't want to know it, and they're like, look, just fix it for me. I don't want to know it. I mean, look, when we grew up,
so
look
true.
At cars, right? When we grew up, we were able to change our own oil.
Yeah.
We were working on carburetors. My son looks at a car now. He opens up the hood and says, "Where's the engine? It's all covered in plastic."
Yeah, you can't even see the engine anymore. Right.
So things change, and it makes a niche. You know, mechanics are coming back because they're the only ones that work on cars. And guys like myself, there's more of us popping up everywhere because people just can't work on their own computers like they used to be able to.
Listen, if it doesn't turn on, I got to call somebody.
Yeah, I mean.
With that, we got to take a quick break. This is Jim Mazzetti with Kevin Brand, my co-host today on The American Dream. We'll be right back after this.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and costs thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Lynn Allen Cione. I'm the president and CEO of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Join us every Friday at 12 noon when we will highlight Orange County Chamber's events and business right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
Hi, this is Marina Case of the Red Shutters in Warwick, New York. Tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ. Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. Remember, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the biggest, the brightest, the most courageous entrepreneurs I can find in Orange County. And as usual, today is no different. Kevin Brand's my co-host for today's show. He is the computer guy, and I'm sure you fondly know him if you've ever dealt with him. And he lives in Warwick.
Yes.
And his business is here in Warwick, but it's growing. And now, lucky for me, he's right down the street in Florida, New York. And I just want to remind everybody, you know, again, this show, we're here every week. So do me a favor. Shout out. Give us a little love. Give us a call here at 651-1110. You got a question for our host or myself, please feel free to jump in. We'd love to hear from you. This is the hour you get each and every week to ask some questions you might not otherwise, or actually you might have to actually pay for to get the information. And we're here to do it for free on WTBQ at 1110 every week here. And, you know, remember, folks, there's over 22 million self-employed businesses in the world. In the country, this country, sorry, and they consider a small business under 500 employees.
Wow,
right? Think about that. But here's the issue: each and every week, I think there's 500 and something thousand are created every month, and even more go out. And the reason that is because it ain't easy. But it is. But it, you know, here's the thing: it isn't for everybody. But you don't know until you do it, and it's up to you. I mean, 75% of the public lives paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, that's big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So, you know, are you going to sit there and go, woulda, shoulda, coulda, or are you going to go do it?
That's it. You know, woulda, coulda, shoulda is a really big burden to carry for the rest of your life. Right. I could have tried it. The opportunity was there. I should have done it. I didn't, and oh, well.
You sit there and regret it.
You do.
Every day.
That's horrible.
As you're sitting in your iron coffin going down the road. Sorry, my brother-in-law is probably listening to me right now. Sorry, Pat. But this is what you're up to.
Yeah.
And listen, some people, let's not doubt this. Some people have amazing careers. They're in the right place. But for those of you who are sitting in your cubicle right now, wondering if I should have, how do I do this? Should I take the leap of faith? Listen, there's no better time than today or tomorrow to go give it a shot, because, you know, the other day is, you know, when you leave this good planet, you're going to ask yourself, why didn't I try?
There's a lot of positives and there's a lot of negatives. You got to weigh everything and make sure that things are right for you at that point in time of your life. But I don't regret it at all. I don't look back at it at all.
Did you put a plan together? It was always something in the back of your head, or you just say, you know what? I ain't going back there.
My plan was to make money. I had a mortgage. I had bills. I had one baby and more to want to come. And that was my drive. I needed to make money. And I wasn't going to sit home and just, you know, cry about it. And it was that was the time to do it. So it worked. We drove. We tried. There were days that we would walk around and hand out flyers door to door just looking for work. And thankfully, those days paid off. But it was a lot of work back then. And no matter what, it's work today. There's times that in the middle of the day, I'll sit there and just surf the net and do reading. And then at the same day, I'll be out working until 11 o'clock at night and calling my kids to say goodnight to them because it's just the nature of the beast.
Right.
There's always going to be good and bads. And you always have to wait. When they're good, you got to put away, put it to the side because those bads are going to come. Everybody knows. Everybody.
Yeah. There's not one entrepreneur you can talk to that says every day is a great day.
Every day is a great day. I love it.
Yeah. Or every day is not, every quarter is a great quarter. I mean, we have those times. It's a nature of the beast, as you just said before.
Yep.
The ups and downs. This is the world.
But the biggest thing is, like you, we wake up and we're glad to go to work.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I don't know if I would want to go back. I know I wouldn't want to go back to working in a, you know, large corporation. I just love what I'm doing. It's fantastic.
Well, we kind of talked about it off air. I mean, and I said it candidly, and I think you kind of laughed, but I think you can agree. I mean, once entrepreneurs, generally, if you get a little taste, a little success, you become unemployable.
Yep.
And I know I'm unemployable, as my father probably could tell you, too. He's definitely unemployable. But, yeah, but this is what we do, and this is why we love it. And people say, well, you get to come and go. You make your own hours. You know, life is so easy. I go, boy. Take a walk.
Come and go during the day sometimes, but I don't see anybody sticking around with me at 10 o'clock at night when we're up late, you know, doing your research, working on somebody's machine or looking at the financial international, figuring out what am I going to do for my next customer tomorrow because I got to come up with an answer of what to do with this portfolio.
You know, I think that's another thing. Most people and any entrepreneur will probably agree with us is that the second you start getting feeling comfortable and happy, that's the start. The time they start getting worried.
Yep.
Because I've been humbled. I don't know about you. I've been humbled in my career many, many times. And it's always because I stopped taking the actions necessary to go get the business.
Yeah. That's what happens. You feel yourself get overwhelmed with work and you're like, oh my God, I can't handle anymore. You get through that work and then all of a sudden it's like, the phone's not ringing. Where's my next call going to come from? Come on, guys.
Right.
Ring. And it rings, thankfully, but you still have that fear. There's always that fear. You know, you have 11 people or 20 people or 50 people working for you. You've got all those people. You need that income, but I would still never stop. No. I would still never stop.
No. Yeah, the overhead doesn't go away.
No.
No.
No. But neither does the joy.
No, I love the fact that you won't even let me focus on the negative. Thank you for that, Kevin. Because it is. It's not, we could sit here many times and I tell you, yes, I do like to get up in each and every day, go to work. But there's many days, and I think you can admit this, there's days of like, okay, who's driving you? Giving you the inspiration to go each and every day?
Yeah.
And but that's being that's just humanistic. So don't worry about that.
I mean, no doubt.
It's not, it's just being a human. But I'll tell you, like I said, there's no greater joy than doing your first deal.
Do you remember
your first deal?
Yeah.
The doctor?
It was an awesome feeling. I get that feeling every time I meet with a potential new customer. It's just a fulfillment that just makes you gleam. I can't wait to get on the phone and call my wife and say, hey, I just got another customer. I just landed. I get the gleam when I say I'm going to go to a new customer to potentially get them.
Right.
You know, just I'm going to go meet with them. I got another call to go meet with this person. Even if they're a person that works out of their house. I had one time a call from a guy here in Warwick. He calls me up and he says, I'm a small business. I'd like to come over, take a look and see what my needs are and yada, yada. And I thought, all right, well, a couple of hours, I'll square them away and move on. Well, it turns out to be the guy has 33 other people that work for him throughout the country. He didn't say that to me at the time. At the time, I was coming to fix his computer.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, when he saw that I knew what I was talking about, I helped him out. I explained it to him in a manner that he was able to understand. All of a sudden, he's like, you know what? I've got a couple of the guys that I need you to help out with me. They work for me. They're here, there, and everywhere else. And it turned into a great customer.
Absolutely.
So
there's a lesson right there, Kevin. I mean, it's a great lesson for any entrepreneurs out there. Never, ever look at a client – as just a client.
Never.
All right. Or never. I gotta go fix this deal and then I'll be gone. You never know what's going to become of it.
That's right.
Right.
And it's the same thing with even when you lose clients, you know, even if no matter what business you're in, you never want to cut your bridges. You never want to cut ties.
No.
I had a customer, had them for 8 years. We grew them from a 3-server facility to 11 servers. They were 11 employees up to 54 employees. They were 1 facility to 3 facilities. The doctors, there was a board of doctors, they changed hands. They came in, these doctors, and cleaned house. They got new attorneys, they got new bookkeepers, new marketing company, and what else? They got new IT. They said that we grew them, thank you very much, but you can't help us anymore. I understood. I said, no problem. Friends are friends. I see you on the street. I'm going to shake your hand. Fantastic working with you. Right. Handed over everything, transitioned everything to them. Not a problem. Was I upset? Yeah, sure, because you lost a customer. You know, you lost a client.
You take it personal.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you hold it to heart. Yeah. But 9 months later, they called me up. The manager called me up and said, you want to go have lunch, see how things are going? Went and had lunch with the manager. Within 5 minutes of having a conversation, she's like, you want to come back? They're horrible. Okay. So, you never know. You never know. You never talk bad about anybody, and things will come back to you. If you're doing the best you can and you're helping everybody out, it'll come back.
Isn't that the single biggest life lesson right there? Just do the right thing.
Just do the right thing. That's right. The motto. Just do the right thing, and it'll pay itself back.
Right. You don't stomp and kick your feet and throw a tantrum.
Hey,
you know,
it doesn't help.
It's probably not going to help you all
It's
that
not
well.
Going to help.
Right. But be professional at all times.
Yeah, blow off steam one way or another, but don't blow off steam in front of anybody. Right. Don't blow it off in front of a customer. You go in your office, you call your wife, your husband, your significant other, you blow off steam on the phone.
Right.
But no, you never cut ties and always leave on a good note.
Always.
Always.
Because, even if that client never came back.
Even if they never did.
That referral from that client to another client. And listen, I think that's one thing we talk about all the time. You never, ever know. Where good business is coming from or where the bad word's coming from. So always watch where you're looking.
That's the biggest thing. Right? You never know who knows who that's going to say something about you.
Right.
You never do.
Right.
It's more world.
Activity, too. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, good, we got a few more minutes. I was going, no, they yelled at Dan's going, what are you doing over there? You're not paying attention. But, it's the ADD kicking in. What can I tell you? And WTBQ has a way of doing that to people, too, I'm sure. Taylor, she's listening there. But anyway, the other thing is, what about your activity? I mean, you got to go out there and drum this up. I mean, the biggest thing that I always find with entrepreneurs is cutting through the obscurity.
Yep.
How do you get people to find you?
A lot of different ways. Like I said, in the beginning, we went out and we mailed out 1,000 flyers by hand. We took another 500 and we literally went door to door. We would find these small little strip malls and just walk in to these office buildings and just walk in. And we give a little handout, like a little squeezy and a flyer and just say, can you hand this to your office manager? We would have people who came back a year later and called us because we dropped it off and they held on to it. I'm sure more than half would throw it away. Some people held on to it, and those are the ones that we got as customers.
It's funny you say that because, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, what was that guy's name and who it is? That card is tucked in the corner, and I grab it and I go, bingo, got it.
Yep.
Right.
But
you never know.
Today, it's word of mouth. Today, I give my customers incentives to pass my name on to people they know, and I give them an incentive back. So I'll give them back 2 hours of labor or whatever else I can
do to
help them out. So it's you give them something to keep you in the front of their mind. So it's a referral. Word of mouth is the best. There's nothing that beats the best.
It even beats radio a lot. So,
if I was looking for the right financial guy, if I, won the $1 million lottery, I'd have to go and ask somebody, who can I go talk to? And hopefully they would be saying, Jim Miles down there, they're the ones to go. They're the ones to help you out.
Right.
Word of mouth.
But, right.
I'm not going to go look in the phone book.
But it's not a billboard. Right?
It's not.
It's not a billboard.
It's not.
Right.
I'm not going to go look in the phone book. I want people that know you, that say good things about you, that can say, go to see him.
And there's another great point for the entire conversation here is remember, your best advertising is yourself.
It is. It really is.
And anybody who works for you. So you got to make sure you create that culture.
Yep.
Whatever business you have, whatever brand you're trying to bring to the market, you got to remember it's got to be consistent and it's got to be top shelf.
Yeah.
I mean –
it's tough too, because there's two sides of running your own business. There's running the business as a manager, knowing what decisions to make, knowing how to do your marketing, knowing where to spend money. Then there's the other side of being in the business, being in front of my customer. For me, fixing a computer, fixing a Microsoft Exchange email system, it's tough splitting that time.
You're right.
It's tough splitting that time and knowing where you have to do it.
Well, I think it's a constant balancing act.
It is.
Question.
Do I have enough of coming in to pay another employee to offset the fact that my phone is ringing? I don't have another technician available. They got to wait. Who's going to wait? Nobody wants to wait. Everybody wants instantaneous, come here and fix it.
Not in this day and age.
Exactly.
Right? We want instant results.
So there's that constant battle.
Right.
So there's that. And then there's how much time do I spend doing things?
Right. You know, actually, we're going to take a quick break here. And I want to, when I come back, though, you're right. I think one thing that people don't understand is that you have to be a salesman to be in business.
Yes.
With that said, this is Jim Mazzetti. Kevin Brand's my co-host today. And this is the American Dream. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hi, I'm Pat O'Dwyer. Join me on the Friday Roundtable for a provocative look at politics and the people in our Hudson Valley community on the Friday Roundtable at 9 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
For the afternoon, we'll have combinations of sunshine and clouds, more sunshine to the north of the area, high temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Some clouds remain this evening, then we clear out late tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Then we've got two beautiful days coming up for Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly sunny Wednesday, about 75 or so. Maybe a few more clouds on Thursday, but mid to upper 70s. In the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ken Elliott.
WTBQ.
We're back again. This is Jim Mazzetti, and welcome back to the American Dream. We're here every week from 10 to 11 on every Tuesday, interviewing the biggest, the brightest, most courageous entrepreneurs we can find. And remember, this show is sponsored by Miles Wealth Management in Florida, New York. You can reach us at 845-651-3070. And folks, do us a favor. If you're an entrepreneur out there thinking about it or actually in business for yourself, you know, one of the things that we always advise them to do is, you know, meet with a professional, whether it be an attorney or financial planner, get your game together, get your thoughts together, have somebody else look at it. And if you're in business, listen, we'd love to talk to you. We specialize in small business owners. We know what it's like to be in business because we're small business owners. We know the challenges you got. We know the financial goals you want to go to, and we want to help you get there. That's what life's about. That's why we do this show each and every week. We just, and why I've been lucky enough to actually, our firm's been around for 40 years, and my dad somehow did a good job, and I'm still here. So he dragged me back 20 years ago. Thank God for him and our entire staff. You know, when we left off here, Kevin, we were talking about, you know, how we deal with, you know, business each and every day. How about, you know, what hat to put on each and every day. And you know, and it's not an easy question to answer on a lot of bases, because sometimes it's like, what's in front of me?
Yeah.
I got to deal with, like, what's in front of me right now.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't help us grow our business.
No, it doesn't. You know, it's learning how to juggle, what ball to keep up in the air at what time, and like you just said, what hat to keep on longer than another hat.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things I don't understand. There's financials that I don't understand. So you have no choice, but you have to hire an accountant.
Right.
To go through the books, make sure things are being done right. I know QuickBooks, but I know it in the point of being able to install it and set it up for somebody to use. how to create the different accounts. That's not me. That's, you know, I'll refer to other people. There's a company here in Warwick called R&D Bookkeeping. She does a great job with that sort of thing. Let her go do that. Right. And I maintain the computers and maintain my own. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm the plumber with the squeaky faucet. My kids are always complaining about my computers at home that are slow and that aren't doing. And right. My wife is like, that's how my son, now my middle son, Sebastian, he's now my house at my home. He does all the computers for
me.
He's
the IT guy at home?
He's the IT guy at home. So it's funny. But, yeah, he's got that little niche that he loves to do it. And, you know, it's juggling. It's keeping up what needs to be done in front of you and just know that things aren't always going to be what you want to do, but that's part of being an entrepreneur.
You got to be flexible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the greatest word I can use. Anybody asks me, how do you deal with each and every day? And I got to be flexible.
Yeah. You can't get bent out of shape if things don't work right. You just got to go with the flow and make the best of it and move on and just know that it's only going to get better.
It will. And time is your enemy. It's also your friend.
Yep.
Especially being self-employed. I mean, the longer you can stake in the game.
Yep.
The more likelihood you're going to be there for success.
Yeah, we had tough times back in the beginning. Our fourth year was really, really tough. And that's, you know, third and fourth year, that's when we were doing the door knocking.
Yeah.
And it just, like I said, it just started flowing. And back in New Jersey, back in the 2003, 2006, they did these things. They allowed doctors to do these same-day surgery centers. And they were going up everywhere. And they are still
going up. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but they've stopped. They don't allow the opening of new surgery centers anymore like they used to.
Okay.
And we got a niche. We got in with one doctor who was a pain management doctor. And he was doing the surgical center. He asked us if we wanted to do the wiring for him. So we got in to do the wiring for him, which led us to the architect that was doing it. He saw everything that we were doing. He saw we were asking all the right questions. And then all of a sudden he came to us and said, look, I'm doing this other surgical center. You want to come in and do the wiring for them? And one thing led to another. And we were doing a surgical center every 3 months, the wiring, the hours. It was just – so we got that niche.
That was a niche.
That sent us through for 6 years doing surgical centers. And then from the surgical center, who did we get but the doctor? So we started doing that. And then that just started again. We were already in with the doctors. We already had the HIPAA knowledge. It just led one thing to another. And what we thought was going to be a slow time just picked up and ran like a snowball. It's just one of those things. Just can't give up. You just got to keep on mucking through it. And if you don't know where to go, there's always somebody that you can ask.
You know, that's a great point. We kind of skimmed over the accountants and the planners and the lawyers.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, when you're starting your business, how important was it to you to make sure you set things up properly?
Huge, especially because we had a business partner. It was huge.
Oh, you're
and
very, yeah,
when
right.
you go and talk to, you can go and ask a lawyer a simple question. It's when that lawyer is going to do real work is when he'll charge you.
Right.
And if he wants to charge you, just ask him a question. Then I think maybe you should just go ask the right lawyer because he's not doing the right thing for you, like we said before.
Right.
Do the right thing. If I called you on the phone, Jim, and said, look, I got an option to do something. What do you think? Is it worth it or not? For your opinion, I don't think you'd charge me for your opinion on it. But if I came to you and said, here's my portfolio, help me get my portfolio better, well, now you're doing your job.
Right.
And that I respect. Right. And it's the same thing. As a beginning entrepreneur, you got to – knock on every door and ask every question of anybody that would be willing to help you to get through the times that you don't know where you should go or what you should do.
And also be thankful for when you do make it.
Yeah.
To not forget where you came from.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So I had a guy came to my store the other morning at Monday morning, 8:30. He was waiting for me to open up the door and he came in. His wife has her own business. She's in the health industry. She has her own business. And he was trying to clean up the computer over the weekend and he deleted her data files, not realizing they were the real files. He thought they were shortcuts. She
Ouch.
Was ready to kill him.
That wasn't a happy household, huh?
Wasn't a happy guy. He came in. I helped him out. He was thankfully using Microsoft OneDrive, and we were able to go out to the internet, log into his account, the wife's account, and there were all the data files in the trash bin, and I helped him out. I know what it's like. For 5 minutes or 10 minutes of showing somebody something, you don't charge them. I didn't do anything. All I did was educate him. I didn't recreate the wheel. All I showed him was how to use the wheel.
Right.
So he wanted to give me something. I'm like, dude, don't worry about it. Just go home, calm your wife down, and retrieve all the files. If you have something else down the road, call me. We'll see what has to happen. But right now, just get home and help him out. He was so grateful. He went running out the door to get everything restored. But that's what it's about. I know what it was like when I was there too. Just do the right thing.
Give to get.
Give to get.
You know, I use a lot of these little one-liners here, but it, you know, they just ring so true.
Yep.
In any business, small,
yep,
large, medium, doesn't matter.
Yep.
I mean, just, you know, you give to get, and that's, and life's simple, damn it.
Yeah, it is.
I know it gets complicated, folks, and any of us that are in business or work for people, I think it's just human nature. It is not easy. We know it's not easy. We're not making light of it being easy, but, you know, life is good. It's good. If the sun's out today, damn it, it's good.
Your name's not in your obituaries. It's a good day.
Absolutely. You know, well, think about this. So you set things up properly. You know that marketing, you know, we went from, yeah, listen, you did the hardcore marketing. You did the door-to-door knocking. I mean, do you utilize the new world of, you know, the Twitters and the Facebooks?
Actually, I don't.
You don't?
Actually, I don't. But because most of the time I should. I have a lot of people that tell me I should. I should do like a YouTube channel and a Twitter and, you know, like a blog and tell people what to be aware of. And I don't really think too many people are going to go out and read. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should. But I don't think that it's going to get me that much ahead.
Right.
I think just meeting people and telling people what to watch out for. We put ads in the paper. We used to put a tech tip in the paper. Tell people that Microsoft's not going to call you. Don't give in to somebody saying, oh, this is Microsoft.
Oh, and that's a great point.
We see you have a virus. You know, let us in on your computer. We're going to fix it.
Yep.
We give tech tips like that, you know. And it's just – I don't use all the technology, although I have a lot of people say I should.
Yeah, but, you know, I think the point you're hitting on, and I'm glad you're one of the first guests I've had actually here. Actually, not really, but it, like all businesses, and this is the thing, technology in the computer is not going to replace all of us.
No.
Eventually, it is nice actually to speak to a human being.
It is.
Right. And listen, our industry is no different. I mean, we are constantly being made aware of being replaced by what we call robo-investors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do we need actually, you know, somebody to talk to and do this when, you know, the 20-somethings is actually – they don't even do a bank account anymore, right? They do it all online. But eventually, you need to know what to do with either your funds, your business, you know, how do I sell it? How do I get it to the next level?
Right.
And then computers, the same thing. Listen, I don't care. And we've all had this experience. I can talk to reps on the phone, and I've done it. I'm sure anybody listening out there has talked to somebody in some foreign country for many hours. And sometimes, a lot of times, the job just doesn't get done.
Right.
And that's where I think you filled this void perfectly. But listen, you almost didn't know when you were doing it, did you?
No, not really. Not really. I just was trying to find something to you know, meld into and find. And again, it was just a matter of making money.
Right.
And
taking,
you know,
your experience and hopefully making a living out of it.
Yeah,
right?
It's evolved. It's evolved from just doing business support to doing residential business support. You know, it just evolves. And everybody, when you have your own business, you have to be open to be able to evolve.
Right.
If you think that you're only going to do
this
and only that and nothing else other than that, times will be hard. You have to evolve. You
could
have
be a
to be
for
willing
disaster,
to
right?
do more than just, you know, the letter A. There's the whole alphabet. You can't just do A. You got to figure out how to make an M, a Z, a K when I need to.
Right.
So
you got to be able to zig and zag at the right time.
But you had said something before that really touched on me, and that was the fact that you have to set it up right.
Yeah.
You can't be afraid to start even though it may not be right. Because you can always change it as you go down the road. It may cost you a little bit more to change it down the road because it wasn't set up right to start with. But
it evolved.
The fact is, you got into it, you got moving with it, and then you learned, and then you fix it.
Yep.
And you evolve, and now it's going forward. Like, everybody never – not everybody has a will. And you're in life, you're getting a day older, you don't have a will, but eventually you'll get a will, hopefully, and you make it right. And so you start your business. You may start it as an LLC. You may start it off your tax ID number, your Social Security, or you may start it as a C Corp.
Right.
It all depends what you're going to do, and you can evolve. If you make an LLC and you want it to be a C Corp for whatever the purpose, you change it. It'll cost you a couple of dollars to change it, but you change it.
Right.
Once you got it to where it needs to be, you just keep running with it. You can't be afraid to not evolve, fix things as you learn about it, and move forward. You just hope that the mistakes that you make don't cost a whole lot to fix.
You know, but you won't know until you know.
You won't.
And
absolutely.
And I think your point should be really taken to heart here is that wondering and pondering whether I should do this or not do it, ain't getting you to the next step.
Right.
Right. And so you got to take that leap of faith. But again, not take it an uncalculated leap of faith.
You have to have a calculation.
We're not saying throw caution to the wind here.
So when I started mine, I had my severance package. We had 6 years at Unilever. I had a slight severance. We had a fallback plan. Until I started making money, there was a little bit of a buffer.
Okay.
So that was my contingency. What do I do if it doesn't make it? I got a contingency. I got this money that we can use to live off of
till
something happens. And that positive attitude just drove us through it, and we were successful.
Yeah, and you're right. Sometimes not having the greatest plan is the plan, but at least it's a plan, right? Listen, with that, we're going to take one more quick break. This is Jim Mazzetti with Kevin Brand, the Computer Guy. This is the American Dream. We'll be right back after this.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center, here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ. Okay, welcome back for the last segment of the American Dream. Remember, folks, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the best, the brightest, and the most courageous entrepreneurs I could find in Orange County. And today's been a great session with Kevin Brand. I can tell you your passion in your voice, Kevin. You get what an entrepreneur is.
Thank you.
And you really do. And I want to thank folks for listening each and every week. And please do me a favor, reach out to us, give us a call, or you can reach me at www.mileswealthmanagement.com. Find us there on the web, or give us a call at 59 North Main Street, and our phone number is 845-651-3070, or give us a call at the station here at 651-1110. Remember, listen, this show is about entrepreneurs each and every week, the trials and tribulations, the journey that we go through each and every day of our lives, running our companies, balancing our lives with between family and business and et cetera, et cetera. And it's funny, Kevin and I were just talking right before we went off air here. And one of the things that caught his attention and reminded me of it is, listen, there's one thing to go ahead and jump into business. But, I think one of the things we want to make clear is not just jump off the bridge because somebody said it was a good idea.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yep. I mean, we don't want to tell anybody to go mortgage your home to the till.
Right.
Because you want to go start a new business. You got to use common sense. And doing something like that may not be the most common sense thing to do.
Right. And, it's a good point. There's so many different businesses out there. Kevin's in the computer business. I'm in the financial world. Just because we have a great idea, and listen, I have thousands of great ideas every day. Most of them are for crap, but every once in a while, one works out.
Million-dollar idea.
Exactly. The point is, though, right? Listen, don't – before you go ahead and take this leap of faith, really give yourself go down and do the homework.
Yep.
Write out the plan.
Yep.
Listen, the plan's for you.
And there's ways that do financials. There's people around and there's businesses around that do financial investments. Look at that TV show, Shark Tank.
Yep.
Right? There are people out there that may come up with ideas and people that are willing to invest in your idea if you can sell it right. So you don't have to go and just go into this huge debt. There's lots of ways to do things. You just got to be creative.
And not be afraid to be creative.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing is utilize the resources that are here. And I think – Kevin, I go back, 20 years and I started when I got back into business and look, my dad started a company 40 years ago. Today, you have all these free resources out there, SCORE. These are, these are retired or ambassadors for being a business for yourself.
Yeah.
It's a free service, folks. So, utilize these things. Search the web.
Yep.
Go talk to them. Pitch your idea. Pitch your thoughts. Give them your business plan and run it up the flagpole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
They even help you write a business plan.
Oh, absolutely.
They will. These are guys that were out in large corporate America that retired, that want to give back to community, that they're just sitting around, and that's a great way to keep their minds going is to talk to other people and give advice. They've been there, they've done it, they've experienced it. This is what I think, and it's a great resource.
And you got to take advantage of it. And to the, Kevin's point before, it's like, listen, it's one thing about betting the ranch, and I have no problem with betting the ranch. I've done it many times. getting an educated assessment of what you're doing, just use what's out there.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, it's a great life if you don't weaken, as my father says every day. But we're lucky to be here, and I'm going to thank you for taking your time today.
I appreciate you. Thank you for letting me come on.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Great. And, I think, a lot of us, remember, folks, Kevin Brand, how do we find you, by the way, Kevin?
Well, we're over on 14 West Street. You can find us at thecomputerguide.pro. P-R-O, not .com, it's .pro. And like I said before, we're opening up a second store now over in Florida at 22 Meadow Road, right at the end of Gallo, right next to Dombrowski's.
Okay.
It's a little building with a hair salon, another business, and then that's what we're going to be right there.
Very close to Rowe Brothers, too, right?
Yeah, right down the street from one block from Rowe Brothers or across the street from their parking lot and their lumber yard there. We're on the same road that's going out towards the ball fields and over towards their school system in Florida. So, just reaching more people, just bringing it another location, try to get out to the people in Goshen and Chester and obviously Florida. I mean, everybody has a computer. Everybody lives someplace. So if I can come a little bit closer to you and help you out, so be it.
Right. And, that's one thing that I've gotten this entire conversation. And I love the fact you do have a great niche. Because I tell many clients that I have stay at home, work from their house, but their computers are life. And without it, they can't work.
You know what? The niche is right now, but in 20 years,
it won't be the same.
It won't be the same. It's going to evolve. It's going to change. The people's pictures, people's Word documents, spreadsheets, music. It's not going to be on your local computer anymore. Right now, it's going into the cloud, right? That word.
Nobody understands what that means. They just look up in the air and go, there
just,
it is.
Really, it's a word, you know? Your financials are in the cloud. They're in the bank's data centers. They're in the bank's servers, right? Your money. It's not really where you think it is anymore.
I don't even think it's real money anymore.
And, Microsoft OneDrive and Google Drive and all these places, Dropbox that people use, that's the cloud. And eventually, you will have nothing on a local computer. It's just going to be a piece of plastic with a keyboard, and you'll just like the Google Chromebook.
Yep.
It's just everything is going to be coming to a Google Chromebook. It'll be the Microsoft Chromebook. Right now, it's the Microsoft, their own tablet version of it. It's going to be disposable. You're going to buy it. It's going to cost you $100. You're going to throw it away. It'll be in your glasses. It'll be on your belt. It'll be on your wrist. It's going to evolve, and eventually I have to evolve with it. I'll have to do something to keep up with it and just move with it. And, hopefully I'll be able to retire before I have to get to that point. But, I know it is, and I'm going to have to deal with it.
But the moral of the story here is, listen, if you think what you're doing today is going to be the same thing you're doing 5, 10, 15 years from now even – think again.
That's right. Look, when we were kids, our parents took us to the bank. We had a checkbook. We had a savings account book. And every week we went and took a dollar to the savings account. And man, look at my checkbook, my savings book. I got another dollar in there. I got $10 in my savings account. Wow. Today, kids don't like that. Kids don't know what a savings book is. They don't have a savings, a Christmas. No. We used to have a Christmas savings account. They don't have that today.
No.
It's changed.
Dramatically.
For us.
Yeah.
And it's going to do the same thing in another 20 years.
Everybody does everything online and then have a heart attack when we can't get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Instantaneous. You need it now.
Right.
I need it yesterday. What am I going to do?
That's everything today. It's got to be instant gratification.
Yep.
And that's how the world's evolved. And so wherever your niche is your niche is.
It is.
Right?
It is, no matter what it is.
But don't think it
just need it. I need it now. Come, hurry up.
Yeah. I want to be a millionaire now. That's the one I get every day.
They do.
Yeah.
They go down and they buy their lottery ticket. That's their instant millionaire.
Well, it, for some, yes. And for others that may think differently, please come see us. listen, and some things haven't changed, which is the and I think that's whether you're in business for yourself or investing for yourself or putting money away for your family is, listen, steady Eddie gets, works every time.
And I'll tell you, I've only heard good things about your firm. I've only heard that you've looked out for your clients and that you do the right thing for your clients. So if anybody's out there looking for somebody, I would highly recommend Jim.
I appreciate that, and I'll make sure we take care of
them. They've got
the
great
show.
People.
Yeah. Well, listen, it is about great people. And, I'll tell you, and I think all great businesses, small, large, are all about the people. The brand's just a brand.
Yep.
It's
Thanks.
The people, right?
Hey.
Yeah, you.
Brand.
Right? It's a brand. Good pun there. But listen, Provident Bank, Sterling Bank, Warwick Savings Bank, they were all banners at one point.
Yes.
But the bank's still the bank.
Yes, it is.
Right? So if you don't have the right people, and there's a good point. We're going to run out of time here. But, when you're building your business, one of the key pieces to any business is make sure you pick the right people.
That's the hardest thing to do.
It has got to be the hardest.
Being a boss,
I know it is for us.
Sometimes being a boss is a pain, and being a boss is fun. But finding the right people to work for you, that's hard.
Yeah.
It really is. For me, I have to have people that have two sides of the coin. I need people that are technical and people with great personalities. And it's hard to get people with both at the same time.
Especially in your industry.
Yeah. Most of the time, people that are turn out to be, I hate to say it this way, but people that are very geeky don't always have the best personality.
Right. They're not the best customer service reps. Well, listen, I think that's any industry.
It is.
But I mean, the important thing is, though, so is being the boss, per se, boss. And I always, like you, though, I mean, we've talked about this. I don't think nobody works for me. They work with me.
Yes, absolutely.
And the guy on top, wherever you want to place yourself, but is knowing where to put your people and use them, use their best assets.
The difference between me and my employees is I have to go to my customer and say, I'm sorry, something didn't work right.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right. Right.
Besides signing a check, but
yeah, making sure we took care of
it. Always stops. The buck stops with me. Yeah. And when a customer is unhappy because of something, I have to answer for it and I have to make it right for that customer. And finding the employees to help you that stand there with you, it's hard.
It is. But I think it's one of my proudest things.
Yes.
Is what the employees we have for our firm, it's one of my proudest things. They've been with us for many, many years.
Yep.
And it's really a testament to my father, to be honest with you. He's the one that created it. He's the one that keeps the drive there and the vision at 70-plus years old. I feel I'm very lucky and blessed to have that kind of leadership.
Awesome.
It's a good thing. And before we're going to go, we did just pass Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure before we go off this air, I want to thank all the mothers there because without you, we would not even be on this show today. And they are very special people. And thank God.
All of them.
My mother.
Thank you.
And she's still here, still enjoying Florida. She won't come back till June. listen, folks, if you would like to have you on the show, if you have a great story, a story to tell, we'd love to have you on our show. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. Listen, your story is a great story. Trust me, if you're at all entrepreneurial, we want to hear from you. So please reach out to us. You can give us a call here at the station at 651-1110. Taylor would be happy to put you in touch with us, or you can give us a call at my office at 845-651-3070 and speak to Nick Napo. He's the director of marketing. He's the one that gets me on this show each and every week. And he's a great guy, and he finds us all the best talent in Orange County to interview and get their story out there. So don't be afraid. Please reach out to us. And remember, it's your duty, your obligation, and responsibility to be successful for your family and everybody you support. So remember that. God bless, and we'll see you next week. This is Jim Mazzetti of the American Dream. Be well.